me and a group of friends from college were having a summer weekend meetup to party and hang out. I was organizing the stay at an Airbnb. It was a cabin far out in the forest around our old campus, meaning we'd have no issues with partying loud and could do whatever we wanted. I rented it out for the weekend, as well as the 2 days prior, wanting to spend some time there alone and make it a whole vacation week for myself. When I got there, I was stunned by the view. The cabin was in the middle of a plain of grass, with a huge forest in the background. I went in and walked around, and it was amazing. It was actually really big, and being so far out was such a freeing feeling. Once I set up my stuff in one of the bedrooms, I put on some hiking clothes and went out for a walk around the forest. There were a few trails that were around the tree line. They were all faint and definitely not the regular public trails in forest preserves and places like that. I chose a random one and started walking down. The forest got increasingly more dense as I walked down, having less grass between the trees, until I found a small opening. There were a few small tents, or huts, set up on this open patch of grass. They looked dirty and weathered. I approached them and looked around the site, finding tons of stuff. I didn't know exactly what this place was. It had to be a campsite of some kind, but it was abandoned with everything left behind, which I couldn't see why that would be the case. After a couple minutes of exploring, I started walking back before I got myself too creeped out. It was on my mind for the whole walk back, but my thoughts were interrupted when I reached the tree line by the cabin. In the field, a person was standing and looking at the cabin. I didn't want to approach them or even make myself known, so I stood by a tree and just watched as they looked at the Airbnb and walked around it like they were being cautious of being noticed. After a minute, they left and started walking toward the forest where I was. I hid behind the trees, and as they got closer to the tree line, I began to hear their footsteps coming within a few feet of me before they passed by and walked down the trail I was just on. Thankfully, they hadn't noticed me. I ran back to the cabin and locked everything I could, every window, door, literally anything, and spent that day just looking out the windows and trying to figure out who that was and why he was creeping on the cabin. When the sun went down, it was about 4 or 5 hours since I'd seen them, and I was more confident that it was just some hiker or something that stumbled by. Their behavior was strange, but I didn't see much else to tell me that they were trying to do something harmful. I went to bed sometime between 11 and 12, but I kept falling in and out of sleep. There was some weird feeling bothering me, causing me to wake up every 30 minutes with unease. In the middle of the night, after having woken up probably 3 or 4 times already, I was startled awake by the sudden sound of something shattering from across the cabin. I got up and grabbed the nearest weaponable object and ran to the other end of the home. I immediately saw a beam of moonlight shining through a shattered window, and on the floor below it was a heavy rock. I looked around the whole room, then went up to the window and looked out. Far in the field, near the tree line, I saw a figure running away, fading into the darkness around the trees just seconds later. I took my car and drove into town, getting the police involved. They did their investigation and had me speak to the owner of the Airbnb as well, but it turned up nothing. I was able to get a different place for us to stay for the weekend, and we still enjoyed ourselves. Who that man was is still undetermined. And why he was stalking the cabin and threw a rock through the window remains just as unknown. During a road trip I was on this year, I stayed at 2 Airbnbs. Both were just overnight stops for me to sleep at, not so much to actually enjoy. I drove for 10 hours from my house to the first Airbnb, which was out in a small town in the middle of nowhere. When I arrived, I wasn't expecting it to have been as small of a town as it was, though. In total, there were no more than 30 or 40 homes, with a single grocery store and a few other markets in the center. I pulled into the driveway of the Airbnb. It was listed as a single-bedroom home, and the pictures were pretty nice, except it never displayed the outside of the house, and I could see why. It was old and likely hadn't had any exterior work since it was built. All that mattered was the inside, but seeing that didn't keep my hopes up. I got out of my car and got my bag from the trunk, and as I walked up to the front door, I felt something strange. I stopped and listened, hearing total silence throughout the entire town. It was late, so it was probably normal to be quiet at this time, but I'd never been in a town this small before, and even at night in most places, there's some sort of noise. But here, there was not a single sound at all. I went up to the door and opened the lockbox, then put the key in, only to find the door was already unlocked. I slowly opened it and called out, asking if someone was home. I didn't hear anyone, and the inside seemed to be empty with all the lights off, so I went in and made sure to lock the door behind me. The first thing I did was walk around the house to see if everything was okay. It was much nicer on the inside than it was on the outside, and the door being left unlocked, I assumed was a simple mistake, because there were no other signs of anything unusual. I went to bed just 15 minutes after arriving, needing to get up to drive in less than 8 hours. I fell asleep quickly, but woke up a few hours into the night. I was tired and only half awake, unsure why I'd even woken up. I turned and checked my phone for the time, and that's when I heard something from outside the room. It was a dull thump, like something hitting the wall. I jumped out of bed and looked at the door with wide open eyes. The sound was gone now, but I slowly opened the door and checked. The hallway was empty, nothing on the walls either to show for the thump I heard. I stepped further down, keeping the lights off, and looked around the corner into the living room. A man was sitting on the couch, facing away from me, staring forward into the unlit room. My stomach dropped and I froze up, watching him sit there without moving, like he wasn't worried about being in someone else's house. I carefully and quietly walked back to my room and locked myself inside, calling the police. Being so far out, I was sitting in the corner of the room in silence, waiting for an entire hour for the officers to arrive. During that hour, I never heard any sounds from outside the room. Not even a footstep or a thump. But when the police came in and looked around, the man was gone. The only sign of him was the front door being unlocked. Once the officers left, I continued with my road trip, not wanting to spend any more time in that town. The host of the Airbnb gave me a refund and stayed in contact with the police about the incident, but I stopped receiving updates after a few days. I don't know if I'll ever get answers on what really happened that night. Three summers ago, I rented an Airbnb near my family in Arizona. I'd used Airbnb tons of times before and had great experiences, often skipping hotels entirely and going straight to looking for Airbnbs whenever I'm planning a trip. When I got to this rental, I did as I always would. It was just after 9 p.m. and I went up to the door. It had a keypad on the handle, so I got my phone out to see if I was emailed a code, but before I could even check, the door opened. A man greeted me as the host of the Airbnb and invited me in. I'd never once met the host of an Airbnb because they always just had a key or code to get into the house, and I never said when I'd be arriving here, so he had to have either been waiting for me or was just at the rental for some reason. Even more surprising, he started giving me a tour of the house. I didn't say much, being confused and unsure what to make of it, but the man talked almost non-stop. Once we walked the house, he asked if I had everything I needed and finally left. I situated my belongings in the room, then called my parents to let them know I had made it into town, and went to bed. In the morning, I did a more personal walkthrough of the house, checking to make sure there were no hidden cameras and whatnot, to satisfy my paranoia. As I did, I realized one of the doors that the host said was a closet had a lock on it and couldn't be opened. I assumed it was for cleaning supplies or extra things the host had in storage and didn't think much of it. I met up with my family for most of the day, eating out and walking through the parks. I got back to the Airbnb just after sunset. I headed in through the front door and started getting ready to shower, but after not even 5 minutes, the power went out. I searched through the dark for my phone and turned on the flashlight. I didn't have anything running that would cause a shortage, so I had no idea why this would happen. I walked through the rooms looking for the breaker box, but could not find it anywhere. After 15 minutes of no power and no luck with finding the switches, I texted the host. He replied quickly, telling me to hold on for a minute, and just a moment later, there was a knock at the door. Through the peephole, I saw the host was standing on the porch. I opened the door, and he quickly walked inside, having a flashlight in his hand already. He said he was just a few streets down when I texted him, but he was here so quick and even had a flashlight prepared, so I was already put off. I had a bad feeling in my gut about this as I followed him until he stopped by the locked closet. He took out a key and opened it, asking me to hold the flashlight for him as he went in. When I shined it into the closet, there was a staircase leading into a basement. It caught me off guard and instantly made me uncomfortable. He got halfway down before turning and asking me to come down with the light so he could see. Maybe it was the way he said that, or just a sudden click in my head that made me think about everything and how unnecessary it was that I had to be the one holding the flashlight and go down there with him. It made me think he was using this as some sort of trick to get me to follow him into the basement that he previously never mentioned. Without saying anything, I backed away and ran out of the house, calling the police as I hid next to a neighboring house. The host didn't follow me and even stayed when the police got there. When questioned, he said it was all a misunderstanding, but when the police searched the house, they found the electrical box was on the outside of the house behind a bush, and the power switch was manually turned off. As for the basement, it was nothing but an empty room. Regardless, nothing was enough to prove anything, and it unfortunately reached a stalemate. I'm willing to bet my life that he was the one to cut the power, but what he intended to do when he got me into the basement is something I don't even want to imagine.